Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. This is an important Sif. He deals over here with the lochas of a non moving away from Chalash Yesh B'Sakana to Chalash Ein B'Sakana, and defines what exactly is permitted by Chalash Ein B'Sakana. So Chalash Anofel Machmas Cholyer the Mishkov Vein B'Sakana. See, it's not life threatening, but it's significant enough that the person is taken to bed because of it. Ramah says, "Or sheyesh lo mechush shemitzar b'chol emenu kol gufay." He has some type of a problem, which makes his whole body feel weakened, feel sick, even though he's not necessarily in bed. She'oz avapi shehalech kenafal mishkav dami. So even though he's walking around, but this draining feeling that the whole body has from the pain gives the status of a cholak gufay. It's a cholak in basakonim. Okay, so I remember in a Yehudi last Shabbos number four. So we can ask a non-Jew to do refua for this cholak. Of ein mechanal love as a Shabbos b'isa deraisa. But we cannot be mechal Shabbos and isa deraisa. For their skyla, I feel yesh b'sakana saver. Even though there is, it's not life threatening, but there's potential using the loss of a limb, some part of the body will become its function will be lost. We can't be mechal Shabbos to save that. Okay, so it's clearly mutter to ask a non-Jew, and it's not mutter to do chilul Shabbos to raisa. For this chala, even by sakana saver, chala love Yisrael be isid drabanan be yadayim. So mir la'akim is an isid drabanan. It's an isid drabanan which is done through speech, as opposed to an isid drabanan which a person does actively himself, which it halachically is more chomer than a mir la'akim. So on that there's a machlokes. Yesh v'terem, I feel ein b'sakana saver. Some say that a Yisrael can do malacha for this chayla and the rabbanon, even though there's no sakana saver. For one opinion, im yesh b'sakana saver oisin, b'mein b'sakana saver ein oisin. Second opinion says that Yisrael should do a malacha himself, even though it's only the rabbanon, is only mutter b'sakana saver. So it is mutter, but only sakana saver. That's so. First opinion says no at all. This one says yes by sakana saver. The third opinion says that there's a way to be mutter. This is the rabbanon. If there's no sakana, in a case where there's no sakana saver, do it with a shinui. So now it's a shinui in a rabbanon. And now this opinion holds like the second opinion, that a case is Chana Zever, and Rabbanan is Mutter. And there's no need to do it with the Shinui. Where they're arguing is in a case of no Chana Zever. So the second opinion said, can't do it all. The third opinion says, you can do it with the Shinui. So it's being more makel than the second opinion. So the first opinion said, Lakula, we're matter even without sakana saver, even for just a chalas nevel mishkov, a Yisrael can do when he said rabbanan b'yadayim. The next opinion say that's not true. It's only mutter in a case of a yesh of a sakana saver, but not sakana saver either. It's not mutter at all, or it's mutter with a shinui. V'yesh, I remember the fourth opinion says like this. I feel a yesh with sakana zever. Ein osin ladavar shehu nismach lemalacha deraisa. See, in the rabbanon, which a person is doing, there's a mir lakum. So that's mutter. Now there's a rabbanon, the person is actively doing it. It's not through speech, not through appointing somebody, but actually doing himself. But now we're going to differentiate between the different types of the rabbanons. Some rabbanons are the rabbanons which are basically something which potentially can lead to a deraisa, They're similar to the Raisas. So they're sort of built on the Raisa Isser, and we created the Rabbanan Isser with it. That's more Chomer. And some of the Rabbanan Chazal asked certain things, not that there's necessarily any connection to any Malacha. So this opinion says by Malacha, which is a Nismach the Raisa, so that we can't do for a Chala She'en Boisakon. The worm She'en Behem Semach Malacha, there's some things which have no connection at all to a Malacha. Oisin Afilu En Boisakon the same. So he's more Mako, and he says that those things have the same din as a Mir La'akum. So they're not connected to any Malacha the right side, but then like a Mir La'akum, which he said is Mutter for Chala She'en Boisakonah. So this is Mutter also. Not in the, even without Sakonah's neighbor, etc. So it's Mutter for Chala She'en Boisakonah. So Zakhtar Shulchan Aruch, Medivrei Asura HaShlishi is Nirin. Of all the four opinions, I find opinion number three the most compelling. That we differentiate between that if there's Sakonah's neighbor, you can do Malacha Darbana. And then also cut his saber, you can do Malacha Darbana with a shinri. Okay. Zog the Ramah Hagah. Mutter Lerba Leila Yehudi La'asais Tavshel Lekotan Sheinu Alechel Nistam Tzarki Kotan Kechel Hashem B'Zakhan Adam. Even though the child is not ill, but the child, because of the weak constitution of a child, is not fully developed. The potential for him taking and becoming ill if he's strained is very significant. So we deal with it as if he had the chali already. And so therefore I could ask a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa for the tzarech of the child. Okay, fine. Is that the Ramah further? Anything which I say a Jew can't do, the law is I feel all there's no difference between the charla and anybody else. He said, well, you know, that's everybody else, but the charla has more of a leniency. That's not true. The charla also has this iser. But the case where the goy is doing the malacha and the Jew is in some way helping, so we have a concept of Lacha Seya Ein B'Mamish. If it's just helping, it's insignificant, because you have to define what it means, just helping. Now the Mishmur discussed this once before by the case of they were pulling out the tooth. Mishmur came out that many Achronim say not like this, and say that we don't say Messiah and B'mamish. Being Messiah is considered a significant contribution, and therefore it's Osir. Zok the Mishmur Sifkat Memhei is on this page. So a person is a Nafal, the first case is he's a Nafal Mishkov. But Rain Bus Sakana is no danger. So ever Sakana is Mavis, it's nothing life threatening. Rain Yeshba Sakana Saber alive. And we'll see there is a thing with Sakana Saber, without Sakana Saber, but there's no threat to life. So we can ask a non Jew to do Malacha for him. Only in Huri. So the Mishabura, Badafka, Kishasurk, or Fu Bashabas Hatsmai. The reason why we're allowing to ask that on Jews is because we need it done now. Okay. Hokash ain tzarach lo b'Shabbos, but if something is not necessary for Shabbos, yam tana motzi Shabbos. So we leave the malacha till after Shabbos. Because yesh sakana also lahamtim. In case of the yesh bar sakana, we don't say listen, let's wait and see till after Shabbos. It's life threatening now. You need to address it right now. So you're not allowed to be to wait.
You asked him to go to the malacha, or
you're asking
him to go to do the
refuah,
which is not malacha, just being
matir for
the refuah.
No, there's problem here. You're asking her to do a malacha. you still could do a refuah also. He can take the medicine, etc. The problem is that they had to make the medicine, they had to grind or whatever it is. Last of the refuah mem zayin. I feel it was
cool. Yes.
Even if the goy is going to be doing malach the raisa, it's mutter. We wouldn't chat zroch. We can lefa is the rashi. Ki yetsi beilu im tzarich l'kach. And not only refuah is mutter, but other needs of the for the chayal are also permitted to bake for him, to cook for him, etc. If that's considered, we're asking a goy to do it and saying this is part of the, we need it to maintain his health to allow him to recover, so that becomes part of the needs of the chayal shem sakana. So Amir Lach was mutter in that as well, even though it's not directly connected to the refuah. It's just, you know, giving him food to eat or making food to eat, but that itself is goes under the umbrella of the heter of chalav shakana, because the nature is that if people need to take care of their health in other areas to allow them to recover. So that's what you ask goy, that's mutter. But Yisrael himself, a Yisrael cannot do a malacha deraisa even when it's a kind of zever. Last reform, Zayin, Afilu Malach, no, next one. Afilu, where is it? Yes, it's a kind of zever, fine. Am I looking in the right place? You know, Machal is Shabbos, and it's a deraisa, even though it's a kind of zever. The Hutter, the Yisrael Lavra, Alisa Torah, calls man Shannon and the Gale, the Bikuch Nevish Mamish. Unless it's life threatening, there's no heter of being Decha, the Yisrael of the Torah. Even has a Kanazaver. And that was Sephavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav to the innermost parts of the person, and therefore there's danger if something happens to them, to the teeth it affects, to the, let's say for example the person's not life threatening on the teeth, but they have an infection in the tooth, into the jaw, into the heart, and the next thing we know we're having major problems. So besides the ones which we listed before in Halacha, if we have a specific scenario where the doctor says that this individual, this issue, this health issue, theoretically will develop pikuach nefesh if you don't take care of it, so he's considered like a chalash yesh b'sakana, because the potential for life threatening is there already. Even though it hasn't actually expanded to that situation, you're allowed to prevent it from getting that far. Okay. So the chal of Yisrael is a drabanan b'yadayim. Non hano kol shvusim filo b'lo shinui. Umitam the serial the Malkum Khalulagazu. So this Shita is coming along and saying a Yisrael can do Malachad Rabbanan and Shabbos. What's the heter? Chazal didn't put up their Yisrael Rabbanan as a barrier against taking care of the needs of a Khala Shein Basakana, according to this Shabbat. Okay. Nun Aleph. Even though it doesn't have Sakana Saber, the first opinion. Team Yeshua is going to feel like a Rechad Yachal Deus, of Amadei Achorna, Ayn Shamut, Yisrael, Chalab, Bechol Ashusim. In the case of Sakana Saber, according to the first opinion, it's Mutter. Even Amos Sakana Saber is Mutter. The second said it depends whether it's Sakana Saber or not. So, but if it comes to Eber, it's Mutter. The third pshat said, if there is Sakana Eber, you do without a shinui. without a Sadas Gaber, you need a Shina, but with a Sadas Gaber, you don't need a Shina. So all three opinions say that the Sadas Gaber is Matar. The last opinion says, even my case of Sadas Gaber, it's limited in scope what he can do. But everybody else, the Choladei is Levad Midecher. Like the first opinion is not the last opinion. Motel Yisrael Cholashvusim Refuasa. So a Jew can do Malacha Derabon, Yisrael Derabon, for this person who's an Ofel Mishkan. Filayin Ruchel Leklab Cholaguf. Now it's like this. That let's say this illness is not all over the whole body. So still we're being mattered to do this malacha for the chayla. But if the illness is enough, the person's reaction is he feels a weakness in his whole body. If he's not sick in the whole body, that's enough to give him enough for the mishkan. Enough for the mishkan. So he said. So he doesn't see any preference of asking the non-Jew to do it or asking the Jew to do it. Once it's mutter mikir din, so there's no mile of asking the goy. You know, you have a goy available, you don't believe it, you can do it yourself. Now, in the base, some are matter even without the kana sefer. So the Mishabur Aver and El Beresha Sif. Go back to the beginning of the Sif. Shukhala Shadaf on the Mishkan, Shemitzar Harbe, Vichalam is called Guf. So we have this person who's ill. He was Nafal the Mishkan, or he was. Even though he wasn't Nafal the Mishkan, but he's weakened by it to the point that his whole body feels weak. Scenario where the there's no danger to any aver of the body. Number one. And the rest of the body, he's only chel bechem mevorov. So that's worse than a chel enough of the mishkov. So we're going to allow ayada any yehudi. We're not going to allow the Jew to do it himself. So what's put over here? He's not really doesn't have enough of the mishkov. He's not enough of the mishkov, and he doesn't have an illness which is weakening his whole body to the point he feels like he belongs in bed, but he just can't. He doesn't have time. Whatever. He's bad. So he's not sick. He's not a chalashem b'zakana. What is he? He's a lesser madrega. He's having pain. He's having difficulty, etc. So what's mutter is the shoes. The makom the tzarach of the refuah. So we can ask the goy to do with rabbanan.
Why are we going back to say we're talking about a not cholishim b'sakana? Isn't Parshas we're talking about cholishim b'sakana here? I'm saying even if it's not sakana sefer, yesh matirim adeim limudin.
I'm sorry, what was I talking about? Repeat.
I just thought Parshas, we're talking about nun beis here. So isn't this going still on the cholishim b'sakana?
Right. Now he's saying in a case where...
Oh, but he's making a new case, so he's creating a new case.
Right.
Okay.
He's saying if it's only limited to one aver, and even that aver, it's not really... It's not a sekanas. It's no sekanas aver, and it wasn't affecting the whole body.
Right.
So shus shus and makom tzar is mutter. So that's a bit. Whereas we're being matter in Shulchan Aruch, we matter that have a going to do the rices. Now we're only matter going to do the rabbanans.
Right. Okay.
Nun gimel. So the second opinion was that if there's a kind of saver you're allowed to do, there's no kind of saver you're not allowed to do. Remain by. After who karla kala kala guf, even though he's a karli kala gufay, tzilu the also last night of yisrael. This opinion says there's no hetter even so that a Jew should do it. Now the first opinion said it's mutter even without a sekana zeber. The second opinion says no, it's sekana zeber. It's mutter. The no sekana zeber. It's not mutter. So he's saying, so what is it? He's a chelik al kufay, but he said that's important to understand that the Jew can't do work for that. Doing it all yet a shini is the last shita. Well, they don't hold that either. But this much I will give you in a case where the goy is not available and there's a need to do it right away, even though there's no sekana involved, we're going to be matter ayra yisrael b'shinri. Excuse me. Now, the dalit was, if there's no sekana saver, he has to do it with the shinri. There is a sekana saver, he does it without a shinri. So we're being matter. The question was, doing an Issa Rabbanon be a dayim? And the answer is, do the Rabbanon, the Jew should do the Rabbanon be a dayim with a shinri. And that's mutter, therefore there's no need to ask a goy instead. The fourth sheet that said depends if it's nismach malacha deraisa. If this is the rabbanon is like close to it, this is the raisa. So that we're more machmer on. See, my sekanas aver, we're not going to be matter it. If there's no semach the raisa, so then it's mutter even without sekanas aver. Shane Baham, in the case where it's not, I'm sorry, I skipped. This donation, this will block the rice, I'm going to call iron, beside a curly shame, I'm going to call a sip test, shook your coisive. So, putting on this mascara is similar to the idea of drawing a line. So it goes under. It's not the Issur D'oraisa, but it's like the Rabbanan. They gave this a status of Issur, and now we're coming to say. So, according to this last opinion, and that's what happened. So, even was going to say, "But you're not going to be mad after that."
Putting on of mascara for
it's like it says like Joseph.
Whoa.
So if a person would want to put some type of medicine in to the eye, that would be an example.
Oh.
Which is going to color give color to the area, so it's like putting on a makeup. So it's a nismach to the derisa. But the person's kavanah right now is not for that. The person's kavanah is for refuah, but it's this for the deraisa. His last opinion said, we don't do that. There's not connection to the deraisa at all. Then we can do it without the kavanah saver. So the Shulchan passed on to the third opinion. Hainu, what's that opinion? Shemutah lasses afilah kol shusim rakai leishinoi. So we're matter the guy to do any the rabbanon. One second. I'm confused about something. Jews doing the bonding directly with a shinoi. That's mutter. By not for the mishkar, chelur Hashem is a kana. If yesh was kana zeber, ain't sarak shinikla. The third opinion said, but it's kana zeber. They're matter directly. Now the Ramah moved in. You can ask a goy to cook for the child because that's called like the equivalent of a chelur Hashem is a kana mutter. We may not see the greatest lecho kima yirei imoi mutter la'ema hakilai filo chalavoi. So the mother can feed the child. If the child is not eating from anybody else, that's considered a sakana. So the mother can feed the child, even though the guy did the milking and the guy did the cooking. So it's still, which means it was done on Shabbos. Al bishem tells the muksa. The mother is moving muksa, but it's muksa to give it to the child. Ever got on the tzaddik says the boy shinui, maybe she should do with the shinui. Kasher yadam sarach lo yizar shal nitan hamachol ba'atzon the kedera. Echad nois in my echad nois ve'echad shayfes as a kedera rishon potter abalaser. Yeah, that was the case. He's putting the pot down. He's putting the food into the pot, and the guy's turning on the fire, I guess. No test. The chayla can help. Mutter lechayla non test. Lav dafka chayla who are the nacher ela the urchelim el sanokat. It's lav. I mean, any a Jew can help. There's no difference in the chayla. We're not more lenient for the chayla than for anybody else. But the sayur says that'll help a little bit. So definition of siyum means something which that will take place without the Jewish input. The guy can do it himself without the Jew's input. For example, so the guy is putting in the medication into the eye. We saw Sergei Pesachus Ironly Shikunas Baruch Kuchel, and the Jew is opening and closing his eyelids to help the medicine spread around. Eventually, it'll spread in his own, and it'll accomplish without it. So the Mishmur Avul, the Manu Yochel Lasses built the Yisrael. It's not just helping. The Jew is playing an integral role. Without him, it wouldn't happen. So that's a football game. This has a Messiah, is even by cases we're dealing with the Jisrael doing a Malacha Deraisa in a form of a Siyua is Mutter. Messiah Mamish. That's what's Mashma. Fine. Emma Mamish, I only have the Taz, the Masha Kosa Bezev, I only have the Mishabur, Sivkot and Yadal Shahar Bachar and Mukhalkam Alze. So this opinion is that you're allowed to be Misayeya is quite questionable. So the Maisa for the Raisa, he still cannot do the Raisa even for Sakana Zaver. Amir Alaka was mutter on the Raisa even for regular Chali. In the case of Yisrael wants to do the Malacha at the Rabbanon, so if there's no Sakana Zaver, he has to do with the Shinui. If there's Sakana Zaver, he doesn't have to do with the Shinui. That's the third sheet. Then Mr. Ramo added, you can ask a non-Jew to make food, which is mamash malachas, the rice is involved, cooking, etc. For a katan doesn't know what else to eat, because they go to the tzarchi katan, which has din like chayla shem b'sakana. Then he says, the last thing, that the Jew can help along a little bit in the process. And that Mr. Burris bringing it, really many are going to disagree with that. Okay, that's all to hear.